Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in on this Thursday. We will preview the Thursday Night Football matchup coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll take a look at Survivor. I know Paul's got a ticket that he's still riding from week number one. Three obvious choices. We'll dissect each and every one of those. Mike Schoch from WGR in Buffalo will be dropping by to preview, help us preview this game, figure out what's going to happen between the Bills, Texans tonight, college football plays, 10 toes down. Gracie the Witch will be here as well. This one, I don't know how it's going to go, Sam. I'll say this. So you knew and you thought it was very strange that off the tip of our tongue, we all didn't know exactly what our birth time was. So Gracie needs birth date, birth time, birth location. That's where you can get, I guess, apparently as much information as possible. And it was your idea to bring her on, which I think is hilarious, to tell us about our future, which could be very good and it could be very bad. I couldn't find my birth certificate anywhere. Look that hard, but I text the wife because she knows where everything is. I don't know where anything is. Where is it? Because I know she had to make a copy at some point for a passport or something. And she did have it, but she kept asking. I was like, I just need the birth time. Why? That's a weird ask. Top secret. I refused to tell her. She kept asking, why do you need your birth time? It is strange to tell somebody that they need their birth time, especially at this point in their life when you're not a kid anymore. But I did get it secured. So I'm not nervous, because if it's terrible news, I can just play it off like, dude, it's literally a witch.
You could spin it either way, whichever way feels better. You just kind of turn it that way. I was surprised I was the only person that knew what time I was born of the five of us. And I was not surprised that Brian Gerch does not have a copy of the birth certificate and that his only birth certificate is in a safety deposit box somewhere. That is classic. Just classic. But I know exactly when I was born. March 22nd, 1989 at 12:31 a.m. in Chicago, Illinois at Northwestern Hospital. I thought everybody knew that. Apparently not.
I knew the location. I knew the hospital. I knew the hour. I was just, is it 10:15 or 10:30? So I had a good idea, but some people have no idea. I mean, I think Gerch just doesn't want to reveal this information for some reason. Like, he thinks somebody's out to get him. I think that's what it is. Anyways, today will be fun. If you haven't realized, yesterday was a lot of fun. You should check out the podcast after the show if you missed any of it. Not everything had to be done yesterday. It is still timely. All right, college hoops. We had two big games. You had Arizona, UConn, then Bama, Illinois. I know you were locked on the Illini playing at the United Center where the Bulls play in Chicago. So a semi-home game for the Illini. But the Illini fall to the Tide 90-86. Last night, if you were betting those two big games, just do dog and under. It was a winning night for you, dog and under in both matchups.
I love the pace, too, in the night game. That was the game that I played over 182. Fell short, goes under 176, but it wasn't because of pace, and it wasn't because of output. Illinois missed 21 threes. Alabama missed 23. So they combined to miss 44 threes in a game that went under by 6 points. You have the right idea. But with these big arenas, sometimes the shot angles are off, the backdrops are off, the rims are a little bit tighter. If you would have told me, though, that these teams were going to put up a combined 68 threes, I would tell you we're going to fly over the total. That's how many three-pointers they took last night. 68. And the shots, I'm going to do my best Felder here. 139 shots taken in the game. That's an over game most nights. But when you miss that many shots from downtown, it's hard to get over the total.
Oh, and Illinois, you could say this to UConn as well. If you guys want to make your free throws, that'd be a pretty good idea. That could help us get there to the total as the under hits both games. Yeah, you're right about the shooting, especially in the Illinois game, especially in the second half. The offense truly struggled going through some very poor stretches. And you're right about the angles and just how different it is. You saw a few air balls happening in that game. It wasn't bad basketball. It, like you mentioned, the pace is there, and you're always going to get that in a Bama game with a Nate Oates game. But, right idea. Just didn't come through on the total. So Alabama wins as a two-point dog. And then, it's November. Hurley's going to be fine, right? He's not going to get that upset. No, if you saw any of his post-game press conference, he was snapping on his team. He said afterwards, and I quote, "We got punked. It's going to be a bad film session coming out of here. There's a street fight going on in the paint, and you know, men, can't watch fights. You can't stand on the outside when your buddies are in a fight. You get in the fight. You don't stand on the periphery of the fight. We'll see a lot of clips where guys were not in the fight with their teammates." He also went into talking about the post game about how he'll wake up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and if something like it was going to feel like it's the end of the world. There's no meaning to life. Like, he was just so freaking dramatic, dude. Ridiculous. Wish I could say I was surprised. I thought it was humorous, though. At least he wasn't screaming at referees the entire time like normal. At least from what I noticed, not as bad. But good old Hurley, midseason form here in November.
He's just so quick to blame anybody but himself all the time. It's either the refs or the other team or his guys or the tight whistles or the loose whistles. It's never, "We weren't prepared to play." It's always something wrong. Mm-hmm. You're an 8-point favorite at home, give or take. I mean, depending on where you looked and where it closed, 7, 7.5, 8. You got to win those games. It's at home. That's a game at Gamble in stores. And you don't win it. And talk about totals. This one was a dead under. And we did see the total open 156, get bet down to 154. Not even close, Joe. 71-67. And this was in the low 60s with like a minute 30 to go. And then you have the free throw game late, but never had a chance to go over the total. And a huge win for the Fighting Joffies of Arizona. They looked the part. They've got size. They're physical. They rebound the basketball well. They've got some good guard play. Those are two teams. I mean, really, the two in that game and the two in the night game, they could all make the Elite Eight. That's how much talent was on the court last night. And I will say there was a sequence for Illinois. One of their four Serbians, Andre Stojakovic, had a sequence where he comes off. Actually, he started last night, didn't come off the bench. He had a spurt where he had 7 points in about 90 seconds. One of the shots was a fadeaway from the elbow, like a mid-range fadeaway. Nothing but net. One of the next possessions, it's a transition three. And then the final possession of this 7-point spurt, he gets a bounce pass just over midcourt, comes down and yams it on some guy. I'm like, Illinois hasn't had a lot of guys like that in the past where they can hit the mid-range fadeaway, a transition three, and then dunk right in your face. That was impressive. They don't win, but that team is still learning how to play together. That's going to be a very fun basketball team into February, into March. Jake, I'm trying not to get too excited for our Illini. I know we're excited, even though they lost. That's a talented basketball team in Champaign.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Like, I had to lay on the floor for a second after yesterday. But I mean, frustrating, like the free throws.
I'm getting the sense from most Illinois fans, like Sam is talking about here, that, yeah, you lost, but big picture, the feelings out of last night are still very positive, because the reality is this is, I know we've said this in the past and they tend to disappoint in the tournament, but this is a team that could make a very deep run. They belong in the conversation with the four big teams that were playing last night.
It's also Tomislav Avicic and Mihal Petrovic, which is, all of these names are very funny, but like, yes. It's, they're two of your best players. You're all Big Ten center. And your sixth man off the bench, one of your best players, both ruled in at the last second, and they've missed. I mean, Petrovic hasn't played at all this year. Avicic hasn't played in the last three games. They only play about 10 minutes each. Like, yeah, the arrow is way up. It's just, like, just the free throws were frustrating, but it's fine. Like, you take that. Like, waking up this morning, like, it's not nearly as soul-crushing as it would have been a couple years ago. Like, you can, yes. Like, you can't even see the ceiling. Like, ceiling is the roof.
Thank you. MJ.
Thank you for the ceiling is the roof. I was mad last night, though, because I was kind of tired. Jeff Schwartz and I went out for sushi. I out-ate him again at dinner. Mark it down. We'll talk to him about that in about an hour.
Again.
And then I get back to the room. Yeah, again. Oh, dude. He's like, well, I'm old. I don't eat as much anymore. I'm like, okay, fine. Fair enough. You're 3 years older than me. Anyways, get back to the room. The TV's not working. And then I'm watching UConn, Arizona, and then Illinois, Alabama on YouTube TV on my laptop, and then the hotel internet goes out. And after that first half, I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to watch this game. So then I had to go to a local bar, watch the end of the game, Deal with the Knicks fans in the bar, and then like I literally left the hotel room to go watch my team because I couldn't watch it in the hotel room that I paid for. Kind of like a YouTube TV Disney situation all over again, but a little different. So then I had to leave and then go to a bar, and then I get to the bar, and from that point forward, it's all Alabama. So just a great way to end the night. Like, I didn't want to leave, but then you got to leave because you want to watch the game. I was highly invested in that game, not only from a financial standpoint, but I wanted to see because they were just flying up and down the court.
Yeah, you were looking forward to that game all day. I'd imagine on the train ride, you're thinking about this game, anticipating it. So there you go. All right, National Football League. We got some quarterback news on Wednesday. I don't know if it's concrete news, but certainly worth talking about. You know the story in Chicago, Sam. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play on Sunday? Bears fans know the history. They want that opportunity to take down Rodgers. Don't know if it's going to happen. The guy's got a broken left wrist, and he says it's about safety, making sure he can be fine. Obviously, non-throwing arm, but it's still a broken wrist. The dude is 24-5 straight up against the Bears. I don't care how poor he's playing. There's still that doubt that lingers with Bears fans. Even though they're 7-3, everything seems to be going right. And even the biggest homer would admit there is a bit of a luck factor here. Every coin flip is going their way. When you see that 12 playing at Soldier Field, they are quite uneasy. But we don't know if it's going to be Rudolph or Rodgers this week. Rudolph looked pretty good. He was efficient last week in relief, but you know, with a full game plan, defense planning for him, I don't know that that would be the case again.
24-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really, when you say it out loud, like I know the number, but when you say it out loud, it's so embarrassing. No pun intended, embarrassing. He wants to play so bad, and he's playing it cool too. Did you catch the quote yesterday where he said he's had a lot of nice Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays in Chicago? I love it. I was a Bears fan growing up, and then I got to college and had to be around the team. and then I had to cover the team. So I just don't, you know, my allegiances are gone because you have to deal with some of the BS that comes with covering a team, especially that team with Trestman, Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett. I don't care anymore. But I was there the game, the Conte game, cover zero. I mean, he literally ended their season from the 50-yard line. Yeah. Chris Conte's, ball goes flying over his head. It's like, that guy, if you don't respect that guy as a kid who grew up in Chicago, I don't know what to tell you. All he did was kill you for 15 years.
They hate him so much. They want to beat him so bad. It's going to be fascinating to see if they get that opportunity. Burrow practiced in full. I come out here on Monday. I'm like, season's over. Shut him down. And Bengals say, hold my beer. He's going to practice in full. And there's a decent chance that he's going to play. And I saw Ariel Epstein. Oh, everyone's out to get the Ravens. Everything is about the Ravens. Oh, no, now he's going to play on Thanksgiving. He might. He might. He might play this week. I don't know.
I must have missed that take. Was that in Aruba or was that in New York at this point?
I lose track. I don't know. The newsletter was probably done by mid-major Matt, though. Good chance.
Mm. They're also, I'm thinking they're a little nervous in Buffalo. We're going to talk to Mike Shope later on in the show from WGR. He called me yesterday when I'm on the train. Because, you know, usually after a Thursday night game, we do Friday post game. Is it okay if we move your hit? I'm like, yeah, man, it's fine. We don't have to do 3:30 because they come on at 3, and I usually go on at 3:30 on Fridays. Same. So they're already moving the hit. I think they're a little more nervous than they like to admit in Buffalo today.
Oh, I think Texans are live. We'll talk about that coming up next. Breakdown Texans, Bills. Yeah, the number 6. This is a tricky spot, even with a backup quarterback for Houston. We'll break that down next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. The prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Week number 12 begins tonight. Bills and the Texans all going down tonight on Amazon. We'll break that down. Are there any betting angles that we prefer. Top of the hour, Mike Shope from WGR, one of our favorite guests, will be dropping by the show as well, from Shope and the Bulldog and Odyssey Station. All right, as far as our perspective on this game, the number is 6. Once this popped back on the board, it was sitting 4, 4.5, and it's been a slow climb all week. And once it became clear that Stroud was going to be out once again for the third straight game here, really fourth straight, because when he got injured, he ended up missing most of that game. But, I mean, what is going on with Stroud here? You're curious once you get to 3 starts, like, wow, a little bit longer than normal, but never know these sorts of injuries. Bills are a 6-point road favorite. Bills look great at home, but the Bucs were right there. They didn't look great on the defensive side of the ball, but offensively, Josh Allen was phenomenal, the 6 touchdown performance. And then on the Texans side, they could have easily lost at the Titans, easily. A disappointing performance for them. They didn't do anything offensively until the second half. They needed a comeback. They got it done. So not an embarrassing moment for the Texans. It's a win in the division. No harm, no foul. Total 43.5. Sam, where do we start? Side total or some sort of other angle?
Can the Texans run the ball? That's the question I'm asking myself rhetorically. Can they move the ball on the ground? And I think the answer is yes. Now, we look at their offense, and obviously Davis Mills is going to start a quarterback, so that's not ideal for the passing game. I don't think Davis Mills is going to throw for 300 yards in the game. But I do think if they go with their big O-line and their tight end sets, they're going to be able to run the ball, because as we've talked about and chronicled, the Bills are just depleted with injuries in the front. So if you can play solid defense, which I fully expect Houston to do, and you can run the ball, you can hang in the game. If Buffalo plays an A game, Buffalo's going to cover, because Buffalo's A is much higher than Houston's B minus C plus. If that's the case, if you get that, Buffalo's going to win by 2 touchdowns. But if Buffalo ships in a B and Houston plays an A minus, Houston can win the game. I'm not going to call my shot, but I think it's very telling, and you know this, and our listeners know this, I have Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. My one and only team, my team of integrity. I'm not laying 6 here on the road. Mm-mm. Ain't happening.
Nope, I agree with you. That's the first angle that I thought about as well. You look at this Bills rush defense, doesn't take a genius. That you don't need all the metrics, but they're awful. Just watch any Sunday. They cannot stop the run. If you have any semblance of a run game, you can run all over them. EPA per rush allowed, 3rd worst in the NFL. Last week, they gave up 202 rushing yards to Tampa Bay without Bucky Irving. Sean Tucker comes in and was phenomenal. He also had a long touchdown catch. Three touchdowns in the game for one Sean Tucker. On average, to the running back position, the Bills are giving up 121 rushing yards per game. Per game overall, they're giving up 153. Sam, that's average. Average 153. So I'm with you. Even though the Texans are known to have a weaker offensive line, Pro Football Focus ranks them number 26, give them 26 offensive line. So, you know, bottom quarter of the league is where they're at, according to PFF. They still should be able to run the football. What do we do? How do we bet with that? You know, maybe the side is the angle. Maybe the clock running, the total is an angle. We can talk about that. But my first thought, okay, let's look at the prop market. What do we want to do here? The question is, who's going to be out there? Woody Marks had an opportunity for a big game. You're facing the Tennessee Titans. He was terrible. The Texans are giving him every opportunity to be their RB1 for an extended period of time. They're giving him the touches, and he's just not producing. And I did notice in that Tennessee game last week that his snap percentage went down. He was in the 80s, then he goes to the 60s. And then you look at Chubb, he actually produced more. He only had a few rushes, but he produced. On the season, Marks and Chubb have the same number of rushes, because you remember early in the year it was Chubb, and then they kind of made the switch to Marks because he had a couple of big games. Now things have evened out. Or have they? Same number of rushes, Yards per carry, Chubb, 4.2. Yards per carry for Marks, 3.5. I think they're going to lean a little bit more on Chubb. Plus, it's a short week, so why would you not? Why not give it to the guy who's producing more? And also, he didn't get a lot of workload coming up on Sunday. The Marks rushing yards prop is 64.5. The one on Chubb is 21.5. So I would look to Nick Chubb this week. It's just a hunch. I could be dead wrong, but I think it's going to be more split workload. Give me the guy with the number in the 20s that is producing more right now against a terrible run defense, as opposed to the guy I'm unsure about with a number in the mid-60s.
I don't really have an idea who's going to be the lead guy. Not sure. I just think collectively they can do it together. And you look at the Titans' run defense, not to do the whole transitive property thing, but let's do the transitive property thing. The Titans are actually good at one thing defensively, stopping the run. They're 9th in the NFL in run defense. So I don't think it's that big of a deal that they struggled against Tennessee running the ball, because Tennessee has those big bodies up front, and they've got the cloggers. So, I mean, they're better than Pittsburgh, New York, Minnesota, Kansas City, all of those teams.
And Simmons did come back last week.
Yep.
Simmons did come back.
So, okay. So Tennessee's 9th in run defense. Where do you think Buffalo is? Out of 32.
31.
29th.
Okay.
So if they couldn't run the ball against Tennessee, that's not great on an island game in a one-off. But just because you couldn't run against a bad Tennessee team with a good run defense doesn't mean you can't run against a good Buffalo team with a bad Buffalo run attack on the defensive side. So I just think collectively they can do enough to move the chains, to hang around. And, you know, if you're catching 6 and you're down 10 or you're down 11, back door, Bills going to prevent. We've seen this movie before. So I don't know that I'm going to be chopping up the prop waters. But if I had to make one bet right now, and again, I've got 2.5 hours to change my mind or hear the prop shop or see where the room's at and change my mind, of course. But at this point in time at 9:30 in the morning on a Thursday, I'm looking at Texans plus 6 and not much else.
Yeah, I wouldn't be loading up on a bunch of props. And here's the reason. I don't see a shootout in this game. And maybe we should talk about that. What about this total, 43.5? A lot of times people are scared to play the under in a Bills game, especially an under in a Bills game that is only 43 in the hook. This Texans defense is lights out. And I guess that's where the handicap starts, really, in this matchup about who's going to win this game, who's going to cover this game. You trust a great offense or a great defense? If Josh Allen is being Superman like he was last week, is there any defense that's going to stop him? I'm not sure. But if he's not doing that, if he's playing like he did, 2 weeks ago at Miami, then you would say the Texans have a big advantage. I'm expecting a lower scoring game. It is difficult to get there saying under 43.5 in a Bills game, but I'm expecting more of a slog than I think most are expecting. How about you?
It's definitely a Texans total. You know, mm-hmm. People always ask, well, what do you mean by that? Well, if Buffalo wanted to play the game at its pace, we're talking about a 27-24 type game, because that's playing into the quarterback and the running game and their ability to score touchdowns. The Texans do not want to play a game in the 50s. The Texans want to win 17-16, 20-17. So when you see 43.5, to me at least, that says good news Texans. It says mm-hmm. their defense will be good enough to get stops, and their offense will do enough to maybe keep Buffalo off the field. At least that's what I'm telling myself.
Yes. I was looking
watch it be 35-3 Buffalo. I'd be like, well, maybe not a Texans total.
But that's an it is. It's still an under.
Good for you. Bad for me.
I do see a bunch of avenues to the under, though. Like, you just gave one. Bills blowout. Where the under could hit, because you got Mills on the other side and they're just never able to get it going. And then they fall behind by 2-3 scores, and then they've got to rely on Mills' arm, right? And then he just can't throw him back in the game. And so then you can't really run against the Bills, which is how you can win, how you can keep this one close. I could see where it's the Texans playing with the advantage, and they want to keep that clock rolling, and they're going to run the football, and they want to keep it out of Josh Allen's hands. There's another avenue to an under. I mentioned that I don't see a shootout. If I'm playing side or total, if I have to pick one of those four spots, I would play the under 43.5. If you had to do side or total, where would you go?
I'd take the side and I'd take the six. That's what I'm likely going to do. Yeah, okay. Take Houston plus the six. I'm really curious to hear what Chope has to say. I was kind of teasing that they're a little nervous in Buffalo. I don't know that for certain, but I don't think there's this optimism, given what we've seen this year against Miami, given what we've seen against Atlanta, right? This team has not taken care of business for the most part on the road. And I think there's a little, you know, a little worry there. Not that they can't win and win by margin, but I don't think the optimism is as high as it should be when you're going on the road to face a backup quarterback. You know, these are the spots that the Brady Bunch used to salivate about, or Mahomes and company going on the road, taking on a backup quarterback. Oh, we're not losing this game. I don't think the optimism is that high right now in Buffalo.
Yeah, he's usually pretty on it. I reached out to him a couple weeks ago before the Miami game after we did our hit, and it's like, you don't seem that confident. And I was wondering, because I had a few of my spots in Survivor, and he's like, yeah. He's like, I know Allen has a great record. We usually beat the Bills, but I don't like this spot. And my takeaway was, come on. He's being ridiculous. He's just being a fan that's a little worried. It's the biggest point spread of the week. It's 9.5. Come on. Didn't have a chance in that game. So, like you, I'm very curious where he's at on that one. So that's our breakdown for Bills and Texans. We'll talk more about it in about a half hour. Mike Shope will drop by from Shope and the Bulldog at the top of the hour. We mentioned quarterback news about Rodgers and then Burrow practicing in full. So we'll see what happens there. But you had some other quarterback news with the Giants. You know, we've been talking about that game like it's a Jameis game. Oh, you want to bet against Jameis in the second game? Well, maybe it's not going to be Jameis. It's looking like it could be Dart. And if it is Dart, the expectation with Kafka is that, okay, he's not going to have designed runs for him. So the Lions in a bounce back spot, it's leaning Dart, but we're going to have to see if there are any setbacks. So you've got Dart there and nothing else really. We can talk about Penix if you'd like, but the Dart news could be pretty interesting in that matchup against Detroit.
So if Dart plays, we've had a couple guests that have sort of hinted at this. The last thing Kafka wants to do is get Dart hurt. Mm-hmm. I think Brinson brought this up on Tuesday. One of the main reasons Dable got fired, aside from the win-loss record and collapsing in the fourth quarter multiple times, is that the quarterback of the future keeps getting concussed because they keep moving him about the pocket and designed runs, and he's getting drilled. So I would guess if it's a Dart game, you're not going to see Jackson Dart take off and run a bunch, which is probably even worse for the Giants. It's not to say that I think Winston gives them a better chance, but I think there's more versatility with Jameis Winston. That said, I also expect the Jameis Winston bottom to fall out. I'm not betting the Giants either way in the game. Speaking of Giants, have you seen the week that Cam Scataboo has had so far?
I saw him. Was he on an interview somewhere the other day that went viral? I'm forgetting where it was.
He was at Monday Night Raw, and he shoved one of the wrestlers, got into a shoving match. He was ringside, so he's getting involved there, and the Giants fans are all upset because why is he – he's got an injury. Why is he doing that? Well, he wants to live his life. Last night, he was on a Twitch stream chugging a monster out of a used cleat with his shirt off. Girl. So that's where he's at in life right now.
I'm sure the New York fan base is just fine with all of this.
He's got a cleat, and he dumps the drink in the cleat, sucks it down, and then goes rah! With his shirt off. And you're like, what's wrong with him?
What is doesn't wrong he, with him? Doesn't he like he's always on Monster? I mean,
yes. To
put his helmet the way he does into Defenders. It feels like he's always been that dude. Oh man, it's gonna be bad news down the road for him. Woo, Cam Scadaboo. Yeah, I'm sure New York is just fine with all of it. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, Survivor on the other side. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You probably have at least one option. I know it's week 12, but if you're still alive and we're looking at this from the perspective of season-long stuff, the problem with my contest is a lot of them are revivals. Because I've been bounced out. Only one of them's been going for most of the season. But we'll bring in Paul in a minute. I'm curious where he's at. The reason I say you should have options is because we have three double-digit favorites. And I don't think any of them, there's no question about it, they've all been used up in all pools. That's never really been a thing. Like lately, there have been opportunities with the Ravens. Last week was an opportunity with the Ravens, but I think many were looking at the Jets. This week, the Ravens nearly a 2-touchdown favorite against the Jets. The Seahawks nearly a 2-touchdown favorite at the Titans. And then we also have the Detroit Lions at home in a bounce back spot against the Giants, not knowing which guy is going to quarterback. Is it a Jameis week? Is it a Dart week? Does it even matter? I'm not sure. So three double digit games. And then you have another one that is past a touchdown. New England at Cincinnati without Jamar Chase. That thing is past the touchdown at 7.5. So I think the obvious move is if you have Baltimore, Seattle, probably Detroit, you're going to end up using them. And I think that's how most people are going down this road this week. New England, there's been a lot of spots. I think they're used up by most people. Maybe you could hang on to them. They've got the Giants coming up in another week or so. So another spot for New England with the easiest schedule I've ever seen in my life. I think in the history of the NFL, it's just ridiculous. But Paul, which pool are you alive in? Is this one that started in week number one, and what are your options?
So I'm alive. I've got one bullet left. It is in your, OG $50 three-entry survivor pool.
How many are left?
There's a double. 83 out of more than 1,700.
Okay.
Wow. So less than, we're around 5%, right?
Yeah.
If I did my math right, calculator. So there's a double pick week next week too, which, look, you got to get there, but you got to think about it a little bit at least. So I have used the Seahawks. I have used the Patriots. I have used the Lions.
Ravens.
Everyone who has, so it's actually less people have the Ravens than I thought. 35 of 83. So less than 50%.
They're going to be very popular, though.
They're going to be the most popular by far, I think, because only like less than 25% have the Seahawks. 9 people have the Lions. So I was going to go
Niners. Then there's the Niners,
which also, well, I think they might be second popular because everyone, 79 out of 83, have the Niners available.
The conversations that I've seen around Circa because of Thanksgiving, Christmas, they believe that the Niners are going to be the most popular team. There's a lot of people that if they don't have one of those top three teams, they're jumping to the Niners.
Woo! Monday Night Football. Man, that would scare the hell out of me, man.
Well, now that I've said Niners, I think Paul is making a mental note to not take the Niners.
They were further down on my list anyway, because, again, you don't want to save teams at this point because you got to get through. But, again, it feels like a weird spot for me with that terrible defense. Oh, Purdy's back. Everything's fixed. It's not. Panthers, again, I almost wish they hadn't. It's funny to see that offense play well, but like, are you going to see that 2 weeks in a row on the road? Probably not. So I want to believe in a Panthers upset, but that's probably just hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Bears.
Oh, yeah. God. You've said all
you're gonna
year
do it against
they're not
Rodgers?
Real. This is not real. And now you're going to take the Bears.
What if it's Rodgers? Are you off if it's Rodgers?
Vanquish the dragon.
Oh, good grief.
Yikes.
So here's, I mean, I could go maybe. Here's why I might actually go. I'll have to consider Ravens. I was never going to consider Ravens. I've got to look at next week because I was going to go Ravens Eagles next week.
Do you have Green Bay?
Burrow's, what?
Do you have Green Bay?
Hold, please. I do not. I've used them as well. Mm-hmm. If it's Burrow next week, all of a sudden the Ravens become a lot less appealing.
So Pool Genius does their projections, not their Circa projections, just the regular projections of pools that started from the beginning. They project Baltimore as being the most popular team of the week, up 30%. They put Seattle at 25%, San Francisco third at 19%.
Maybe SF, because again, in Circa, that's a different conversation, and that's not this conversation.
Correct.
And the other spot for SF is in a couple weeks against, what is it, the Titans? Something like that. But it's not, they're not an option really next week in the double pick, so it's not like they're on the road in Cleveland. I think I'm good there.
You're probably thinking you want to save Baltimore for next week because it's double pick. But now with the Burrow situation, that might not be a great idea, divisional matchup. The projected point spread is still 7.5, even with the Burrow news yesterday. Now, a few days ago, it was higher, of course. Burrow's first game back, how do you think he's going to look?
You think next week will be his first week back, not this?
If it is.
Not this week?
If it is. Okay, if it is next week.
Joe, against that defense, you and I could look like all world.
Well, Lamar should look all world no matter what, right? I mean,
the Ravens are going to run the ball down their throat the whole game.
Yeah.
I'd rather leave myself the option to still take the Ravens in the double pick week just because my options are very limited and I'd feel pretty good with the Eagles against the Bears. After a dominant win against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
All right, give us your list for this week. What's your
list? I'm curious, like, what's the 1, 2, 3? Like, if you were going to power rank the three.
Well, right now, Bears are plugged in. So, but, like, I'm going to put Ravens further down. So, I guess Niners/Bears is the conversation. Like, am I getting too cute? Yeah. Probably, but I'm not like, let me go through the rest of the games, right? So it is, all right, Texans, no. Vikings, Packers, no. Bengals, no. Like, Jags against the Cardinals, Raiders, Browns, Saints, Falcons, Niners are kind of my options.
My favorite pick, if you have them, for anybody out there, is Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, that is what I am most confident in. I know the point spread's about the same. It's actually a little bit shorter at some spots than Baltimore. I feel more confident in Seattle. And plus, moving forward, where are you going to take Seattle? You could go next week against Minnesota. That's going to be a tougher week. That's a possibility. Week 17 at Carolina, where Carolina plays better, makes me a little uneasy. If you have Detroit available, you might want to use them sooner rather than later. Because the other larger point spreads, potentially, week 14, they host Dallas. I don't want to go against that offense. And week 16, they host Pittsburgh. Another number that's going to be inside of a touchdown. I think the dog is live to win either one of those games. So it's basically these top three, top four matchups, if you have any of them. Most people, they might have one. They're probably going to go that way. Like, there's one pool where I'm locked into Seattle. The other three I've used already. It's just, it's going to be Seattle, and I feel great about it. I also have a double pick one in the one Kelly started last week. I was surprised with it being such a chalk week, how many were knocked out. But yeah, I'm like, okay, who am I going to pair with Seattle? That might depend on the Giants quarterback. If it's Jameis, I want to go Detroit because I know most people are going to go Baltimore, Seattle. If it's Dart, we'll find out. I already used New England in that one last week. But these are the conversations people are having. I'm surprised at the number of options, Sam, that people have in week 12. So many large point spreads.
Paul, where are you at on Kansas City? Have you burned them or are you saving them?
I think I used them. Hold on. Got to pull it up.
Giants, yes. Maybe? Week three?
Week eight. Week eight, I used them against the Commanders, Monday Night Football. That was a good pivot.
Because that's an interesting.
Yeah. If I had them available, team. I'd feel comfortable.
Well, I mean, you have two bullets on Kansas City real quick. You've got them Sunday against against Indy at home in Kansas City. And then they play on Thanksgiving, obviously, in Dallas. You could use them one of two if you still had them. But I figured a lot of people had already burned Kansas City. Joe, I imagine in your re-up, you have KC available, right?
Let me check. I think I do. Yes, I do. I have them available. I have two spots. I have them available in both.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to win this week at home against Indy, I would think. But for more of the long guys like Paul, Paul's still alive in the main, beginning of the season contest. When do you use for somebody who saved Kansas City? When do you waste that bullet? And I would think it's either Sunday or Thursday coming up.
Yeah. And, the one that I have that's gone most of the season, actually the Nick Wright pool, I did use Kansas City, fairly early on. That's the one where I'm kind of locked into Seattle. It's just I changed it up. I went Baltimore last week. So with this spot in mind, are you going to use Baltimore last week or are you going to use them this week? I think that's how most people ended up looking at it. Circa Survivor. Even though it was chalky last week, it's still, there were a handful knocked out. They're like 939, I think. The Grandissimo one is interesting, Sam, because they've been stuck at six for a while and there is no interest in a chop, it sounds like. The Grandissimo, there's six left. I know that you're aware of some of these team names. Gamble Balls is one of them, still alive. And I don't think this is you. Sammy Saddest on OF? That's not you, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, damn.
I've thought about starting an OnlyFans, but no, I'm not there yet.
We might. Maybe Horvat will. Who knows with that guy?
Honestly.
Feed Finder? No? All right, let's find out more about Thursday Night Football. Texans-Bills. Our buddy Mike Shope will drop by of WGR, Shope and the Bulldog. He's next. He gambles, so I'm sure we'll have some prop angles as well right here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.